You're listening to the Overeaters Anonymous Mid-Peninsula podcast. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. For more information, please visit oamidpeninsula.org.
Is it 15 minutes?
It's 20.
Okay, then why don't you give me 15 and then 5?
So when there's 10 to go and 5 to go?
That's fine. Yeah, okay. 10 to go and then 5 to go.
Okay, thanks. You can go ahead and start. Introduce yourself.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Mary Beth. I'm sorry I'm having so many technical difficulties. As I said earlier, my grandson gave me some AirPods for Christmas, which is lovely, and they're working great. But the problem is, I don't know, I think they had working them with my iPhone at the same time presents a problem, and it was out of my depth to try to straighten it out. In the meantime, my MacBook Air is not working either, so I have to go to the Apple people and get that to going, and then I have to go to the Apple people and get my Zoom going. I don't know. Anyway, it's techie business is a little bit complicated for me, but I'm really grateful to be asked to speak. And if you cannot hear me, then please let me know, because I'm not sure if this is going to continue to let me talk. I wanted to say that the 12th step is the part of having a spiritual awakening, and there's three parts to the 12th step for me. It's a spiritual awakening, and it says a spiritual awakening. So it's not the spiritual awakening, it's a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps. And then the second part is to carry the message to compulsive overeaters. So it's going out and carrying the message of service to everyone who shares our compulsion. And then the third part of it is practice these principles in all our affairs. And the thing for me is the spiritual awakening is coming, like so many other things, has come gradually over the time that I've been in the program. And my spirituality has changed as I became abstinent and as I was able to follow my program. And I think in this program, The spiritual principle that mostly has applied to me has the perseverance, because I've been coming back for so many years to the program. And I also have dropped out of the program a few times and then come back. And in our meditation books, our daily readers, I was reading not too long ago about in Voices of Recovery. And that really spoke to me on page 130. May 9th it lists the spiritual principles that we live by. And these spiritual principles are what I try to live my life by, the spiritual principles of the steps and the spiritual principles of the traditions. And they're honesty, hope, faith, courage, integrity, willingness, humility, self-discipline, love, perseverance, spiritual awareness, service. And then the tradition principles are unity, trust, open-mindedness, responsibility, acceptance, equality, and fellowship. And these are what I've been trying to based my life on since I've been in program. And I'm very blessed to have found the program years ago. And I've spoken before about that, how that just in reading the newspaper, I was able to find in a column, Dear Abby, I was able to find Overeaters Anonymous and then come to the programs and then be willing to continue. And I think, you know, the principles, first of all, I think when I came to the program, and a lot of people come to the program first, it was about all about the weight. And I have that saying, you know, I came for the vanity and I stayed for the sanity. And I think that certainly was my case, because I was just tired of being the weight that I was and having all the problems of the excess weight. And this Christmas, I went down south to visit my family, and it's so amazing, because when I look at the history of my family, it's so prevalent. You know, the disease of compulsive overeating is on my side of the family, but you know, both my father and mother's side, both my father's side and my mother's side, there were compulsive overeaters and compulsive drinkers and compulsive personalities. So it's not surprising that I would get this disease. And so I've focused on trying to do the best I can, to the best of my ability, to live by the principles. And, you know, like I said before, the spiritual awakening, and for me, it's come pretty slowly, but it's the result of working these steps. It's the result of taking the time and energy to work with a sponsor and to use our tools. And I think in how it makes it really clear that if we use the tools, we can have an easier time, or a more advantageous time than when we don't, you know, practice the principles and don't use the tools. So when I work with people, I want to use the tools as the best I can. And I think for getting the spiritual awakening, I think a lot comes from writing. So to write down my problems and to keep a journal and to keep my food and to keep everything written is very helpful. And then the second part of this three-part, step 12, is carry the message to the compulsive overeater. And carrying the message is, I think it's not only, it's physical, emotional, and spiritually carrying it, but it's like it says in at the end of chapter 12, or, you know, when it talks about, you know, step 12, at the end it says, when I love this part, you know, it says, we who begin working the steps in order to recover from compulsive eating now find that we have embarked on a lifelong journey of spiritual growth. And then later on, it says, we not only carry the message, we are the message. So I think just by living and being the kind of person, program person, that I carry the message to compulsive eaters or anybody else, that, you know, there is a solution, and there is a solution to compulsive overeating. There is a solution to addiction, and to be a role model for that kind of recovery. So for me, you know, I try to be like the best I can be, but also the best I can be to be the best role model I can be for the people around me. And especially my family. And it was funny, because my daughter was dropping me off over the weekend, and she was talking some stuff, and I could feel myself really starting to get angry at her for what she was saying. And it was issues of control. I guess I was trying to control, you know, the situation. So I was able to just to leave the situation without, you know, just saying, well, I need to go. I'm going to leave now. I've got to go. So I'll talk to you later. And to leave the situation rather than having a confrontation situation. And then the next time I talked to her, she was on a whole different, she was in a different place. I was in a different place, and we were able to talk out our differences. So some of these things, you know, just handling situations a little bit differently rather than confronting her and getting into an argument, just to say, well, this isn't, you know, the right time right now to discuss this. I was getting out of the car. So I said, I need to concentrate on getting out of the car and do what I need to do. And I think partly, you know, putting myself in that position of a spiritual place and rather in a loving, like my code is love and tolerance from the big book, AA big book, the code is love and tolerance. And then my code is for myself is abstinence, service, self-love, and self-care. And those are the things that I try to make my code, my own personal code. And you know, sometimes better
10
than
minutes.
And sometimes it
that's 10 minutes, Mary Beth.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, okay, thank you. So halfway the time. Okay, so that's the second part. The carrying the message, you know, like not only talk the talk, but walk the walk and you know, to be that kind of a role model that that you are that kind of person that goes peacefully through the world. And for me, you know, peace is such a big part of it. You know, having peace around the food and peace around my relationships and peace around my family, all these things are super important to me. Rather than having, because in the past, because of being compulsively overeating and being distracted by the food and being distracted by my addictions and distracted by all these negative things, I'm working to overcome those things through working the steps. And then the last part of it, the third part of the 12-step step is, you know, to practice these principles in all of my affairs. And I think that's what I've been talking about is, you know, in my relationships with my daughters, my daughter and my grandson, to have it flowing and loving and kind and compassionate, and to let go of the judgments and to let go of the criticisms. And then like when I do have a problem, to work the 12 steps around it. There's a little piece of piece of paper. It's a little piece of paper, but it's got the 12 step plan of working the 12 steps in an abbreviated form, and I use that oftentimes to work the steps. And I think that for me, that really helps me to zoom in on my part of it. You know, because it's always. It's always about me, you know. And I think it says in the big book, acceptance, you know, acceptance prayer and acceptance. If there's something wrong, then I have to look at, you know, me, you know, my part of it rather than somebody else's part of it, to look at myself. So I also like that there's a piece of literature that comes, and I have it on my iPhone. And it's called Transitions Daily. And I enjoy that very much. It's based on one of our books of meditation books, one of the daily readers, the AA Daily Reader. And it's called Traditions. And it has a part of it is the prayer for the day and then a meditation for the day. And then it takes quotes out of the big book. And I think that's really helpful for me to have that daily contact with the traditions, piece of literature, but it's on my iPhone, so it's very accessible. And then I like the another part. I think it's all the toolkit, and that's also really accessible. It has all the prayers and it has the steps, and so it's nice, especially like so when I was down in Southern California, I was able to look at my iPhone and get the prayers and get some information about the 12-step toolkit was on my iPhone. So I did take one meditation book, but I didn't have to take all the books. You know, in the past, before I had the iPhone and before I had that kind of access to the literature, I was taking a lot of books along with me. But now it's changed, you know, because of the techie part of our lives. So the last one, you know, practice these principles in all our affairs. And so that's what I'm working towards doing. And most of the time it's pretty good. I think God's given me a lot of good, wonderful gifts. I think, you know, as far as was given me the program at a fairly early age. So I've been able to learn and work and stay in it. And he gave me the willingness and the ability to stick to the program, you know, no matter what, to keep coming back, even a lot of times when I didn't feel like it, but to come back and to live my life that way. So I'm really happy for so many of the gifts that I've been given and grateful for that also. And the gratitude group, the gratitude women's group.
5 minutes.
That I work with is pretty amazing bunch of women, and we are able to share our gratitudes on a daily basis and be thankful, you know, and I think that for me, that like I've talked before many times, it's that attitude, that gratitude group has really changed my attitude. And I think that, you know, rather than half empty, to have the cup have it half full rather than half empty. So there's so many things that gifts of the program, and I'm so grateful that I've been able to get so many of them and to meet all of you people and to make so many good friends, to have so many fellows in the trudging through life, to have companions in recovery. And it's nice to have friends in recovery, because I think we understand each other. And it talks about in the big book, like you've fallen off the ship or you've fallen away, but the ship is still going on, and the people on the ship are really wanting you to jump back on. You know, you have people, even if I fall away, everyone is so happy that, you know, we're so glad to see people come back, you know, to the program. So if they fall away. So anyway, thank you for asking me to speak, and I am really happy to be here. And I have to apologize for this technical difficulties. Hopefully I can get it straightened out. Thank you for being here, and thank you for listening, and have a good day.